Finally today, a conversation with Duke Circle, who for the last 2 years has been a prosecutor for Bristol Bay based in Dillingham. That is, until last Friday when he was laid off by the state of Alaska. The Department of Law said it had to cut positions around the state to absorb its budget cuts. Dillingham's DA's office lost 2 of its 4 employees. Duke is a longtime veteran of rural law enforcement and a relatively new practicing attorney. He told me this is the 4th time in his career he's been on the wrong side of layoffs, and he may seek now to enter private practice. He joined me for a conversation before leaving town earlier this week. Hi, Duke. Thanks for joining me again.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry to hear that you have been laid off amidst these budget cuts. I think you've done a wonderful job, and I'm certainly sorry to see you go. What have been your thoughts as you've served in this community?
You know, I've lived in Alaska, all throughout Alaska, from Barrow, Point Lay, Akasuk, Kalskag. I've lived in Bush, Alaska a lot of years. And all the rural Alaska assignments that I've had and gone to, this has been the most remarkable. The people here are simply more remarkable than anywhere else that I've been.
And that's been a daily interaction thing or tied to the job that that you do?
It's a daily interaction thing. It's not just at the job. It's meeting people at the store, at the gas station. It is a community where people generally accept a lot of responsibility for what they do. And they don't bear a lot of animosity. I mean, I have as many friends who have been defendants as I have as victims, or maybe more.
Well, let me ask you about that. I gather that in the position that you're in, or a police officer or a judge, one, you don't always see us at our best. But two, it's a small town, so you may see us later that same evening at the grocery store or whatever. What stood out to you as a prosecutor in this town with your relationship to the community?
What stood out was the fact that people understood that I had a job to do and I was doing my job, and they didn't associate the job with me. They met me and on a personal level. They met me even though I had been a prosecutor against them maybe in a recent event. They understood that I was doing my job, and they bore no animosity. And it was really remarkable to have somebody that you sentenced to 18 months in jail tell you, "It's okay, Mr. Circle, I'll be back." And 18 months later, he's back offering to buy me a Coke at the Subway.
Oh, I bet you've got other examples you could share.
Yes, I do. I mean, it's another good example was I had a fellow out in the village who got himself into a little bit of trouble and knew the police were investigating him. He called me up. He said, "Mr. Circle, you treated me very fairly last time." I said, "I really want to talk about working this out. I don't want to go to jail. I can't afford this, you know, to fly in and take care of this. You know, what can we do to work this out?" And I helped him work it out. We quashed serving the warrant until the following morning, so because the troopers didn't have any way to fly him, so he wouldn't have to spend the night in jail. And he showed up true to his word, which he had been before, and he flew in, and we negotiated it without an attorney.
Can I assume that a person like yourself enjoys being able to operate with people at that level?
Absolutely. Well, I got into law enforcement many years ago to champion for those who couldn't do it themselves. I was one of those kids that was beat up in school a lot and bullied around and stuff, and I decided one of the things I wanted to do with my life was to stand up for those people. And so whether it's a victim or a defendant, a district attorney has a unique responsibility. Unlike any other attorneys, they have an ethical responsibility to seek justice first. And that's why it takes, you know, screening of cases lots of time is very, looks like from the outside, a very uncomplicated process.
Well, what is
actually a very complicated.
What is screening a case, by the way?
Screening the case means taking the case and looking through it and see that, number one, justice is served, and two, whether it can be proven in, before a jury beyond a reasonable doubt.
One thing that stood out to me about your style was you approached a lot of accused defendants at their arraignment or shortly after and handed them a deal and said, you take this deal and we'll close this case today. And oftentimes it involved 1 or 2 or 10 days in jail right then. You get it over with, your case is done, you go on about your life. And I talked to some of those defendants and they appreciated it. Of course, they agreed to go to jail for a couple of days, but it wasn't that big a deal. But the case didn't string out forever, nor did it pile up on your desk. Why did you take on that approach for so many cases?
Well, there's a lot of reasons to take it on. One, we offer them the best deal that we can at their original arraignment because it simply is a matter of dollars and cents to the state. Secondly, though, there is those people who want to take responsibility. And in this kind of community, you have those people who really for a better term, are sometimes drunk and stupid and do stupid things. And when they sober up, they're really interested in taking care of this, not having it drag over their head, not having multiple court appearances. And so, you know, they're somewhat anxious to take care of it too. Lastly, you know, it really protects the victim as well. Being in court is extremely stressful for any victim. And the ability to resolve a case with the consent of the victim, usually beforehand, we always try to contact them and tell them where we're going with this. Brings down stress for everyone involved, and it helps those victims get past this. And hopefully, the sentence that we've put together is not so much about jail as lots of times rehabilitation. Usually, that's the number one focus that we're looking at whenever we're sentencing somebody, is to help them change the behavior that got them there.
Part of my job is to keep an eye on what's happening in the cops and court scene, and to my eye, we've seen a bit of a drop in some reported crime lately. Am I wrong about that, or are crimes going unreported, or what's your take?
I don't know if they're going unreported, but we are seeing less of them being filed in the court. Normally, we would be arraigning several people a day, or at least certainly one, and that's not been the occurrence. We're now down to several people a week here for the past few weeks, about 6 weeks, 8 weeks or so.
All right. Your position has been cut. So has another position at the office. 50% manpower now at the prosecutor's office. A public defender is left. Word is from troopers they're going to have less budget to fly and investigate some crimes. We never got a want investigator back. We don't have a drug dog. Is it hard times ahead for law enforcement in a bush community like Dillingham, like Bristol Bay?
I think it is going to be difficult for a while. Our budget is driven by the price of oil, and unless that changes, the state's going to be facing some very difficult choices next year.
Are we going to let bad guys off the hook for the time being?
I don't think so. The ones that are caught will continue to be prosecuted in the same manner. What's happened is, I think you had John Skidmore on here explaining that a number of the cases are going to be tried with the assistance of attorneys in Anchorage.
Okay. Duke, your last day was last Friday, and you're on your way out of town now. Any final thoughts?
I guess the real final thoughts that I have most is about this community. I am going to miss this place. I'm going to miss the people here. I'm going to miss the job that I did. I can't thank enough the court staff, the police, and the people that support them have made this a wonderful experience.
Duke Circle, thanks for being a guest on our program.
Thank you very much, and I wish everyone here the best.